Even in my dark. doesn't look like it's going to work out, you light up our dark moment. You come to our rescue. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You stay right in the midst of that battle with us. And Lord God, I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what the world may say. I don't care what circumstances may say. The truth is that you said you'd rescue me. You said you'd rescue them. You said that you would perform your word and do it. That whatever we ask in your name, you'll do it. That any time that we go through a trial, any time that we go through an affliction, you will deliver us because you are a good God. Father, we just give you glory. That even when it was dark, you didn't let go. You were the light that lit up the dark. Father, we thank you. And right now, Father God, I speak to the spirit of suicide. And I tell it to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, those that it may, I feel like it's somebody watching. Father God, I pray peace. I pray peace over that right now in Jesus' name over that person. Father, I don't know who it is, but you do. And Father God, I thank you that somebody's reaching out. Somebody else is reaching out, that you are sending somebody to call them, to talk to them, to move on their behalf. And Lord God, I thank you that the spirit of suicide is gone in Jesus' name. And the spirit of life is in them. Your life is in them. We give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord God. I mean it when I say no rock's going to cry out in my place. Amen. Amen. Okay, kids, you are dismissed. I remembered. 2 for 2? 3 for 3? I can't remember, but I know at least 2 for 2 that I remembered to release them. Gotta get the victories when you got them. Amen. Well, we're just going to go over announcements really quick. Remember that there is no service on Thursday next week. That is Thanksgiving. And we know everybody wants to be with their families, having a good time and being thankful. So no service on Thursday night, but we'll be back together on Sunday morning at 10. And Pastor Phil will be with us. We heard that on Sunday. So that's awesome. And then a couple ladies have reached out to me and said, are we having our women's Christmas party? I'm like, nobody has said anything to me. But then fairness, I kind of wasn't around a little bit. So we want to do that. They want to do that. So Saturday, September 4th at 1 o'clock is the women's Christmas party. Obviously right here. September, yep.
You're going to celebrate Christmas in September? Woohoo, it's a miracle.
I put December even. Listen, I got the kids released. I got to take my victories where I can. I did one thing right. Of course, it can't all be right. December, I have December written down. I just get so excitable, I guess. So, and then we will have our Christmas Eve candlelight service at December 24th here. And I think we do that at 6, correct? I think that's what time we do that. So 6 o'clock here. It'll be an amazing time. It's one of my favorite services of the year. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, I'm going to go through the offering, and then we're going to release Pastor Jared, our children's church pastor, to bring the word. Do you, like, carry a stick in children's church and hit them? Maybe you need to do that over there, first row. I'm just kidding. Logan sits over there. I'm just teasing. Woo! Tough crowd in here tonight. Are you tired? Goodness. Okay. So I was just in my car, just sitting, just listening to the Lord. And I heard him just, Matthew 23:23, woe you to you, scribes.